You don't want zero problems. You don't want zero problems, big fella.
Yup.
If one more label try to stop me, it's gonna be some dread. Be in lobby. You don't want no problem, want no problem with me. You don't want no problem, want no problem with me. Just another day, I had to pick up all the mail. They gon' channel riding through the streets, they be like, they go. Never sweet. My shit come for free, so
if one more label try to stop me, it's gonna be some dread.
You don't love me. You don't want no problem, want no problem with me. You don't want no problem, want no problem with me. Pull up in a new thing, my mic. You don't want no problem, want no problem with me. You go.
Peter Pablo, take your shirt off, wave around your head like a helicopter. I ain't putting no in it. All you do is smoke tobacco. Where the hell you get them from? Jesus said he ain't made them. Mine is chasing bounty hunters and getting chased by their baby mama. My first hat was on my stomach. Got a pocket full of money and a mind full of ideas. Some of this may sound weird. Inside of the Maybach look like it came out of IKEA. Run like diarrhea. Big yacht, no pop deal. I captain. I'm high captain. I'm so high. Me and God dappin', this my blessing, this my passion. School of hard knocks, I took night classes.
You don't want no problem, want no problem with me. You don't want no problem, want no problem with me. They do it so tough. I roll up and let the smoke puff. I lay down, told ya. Hold up, get too choked up when I think of old stuff. Move on, put my goons on. They kidnap newborns in the streets. My face a coupon, up too warm. All these come to do harm. Just bought a new charm, so watch I buy your new arm. You lukewarm, I'm Uncle Luke with the hoes. Pretty. Sipping tools around my crib in they rolls, just they rolls. Half a million in the safe, another in the pillowcase. Codeine got me moving slower than a caterpillar. Wrong with you, what you was thinking, what you thought it was. I just pop up, there's an only caught a buzz. And if that label try to stop me, they gon' be some crazy Weezy fans waiting in the lobby. No like that. You don't want no problem, want no problem with me. Up all the mail, they gon' channel riding through the street. They be like, they go. You don't want no problem, want no problem with me. You don't want no problem, want no problem with me. Just another day at the pick up all the mail. They gon' channel riding through the street. They be like, they go.
They go.
Oh man, you know, that was Chance the Rapper out of Chicago. And, you know, it kind of gives me that Afrocentric feeling, right? And you know, I want to say before I bring in our student host and our panelists, right? I want to say, wake up, everybody. And I want to specifically send this message out to our student host today to say that the ancestors are proud of you. The ancestors are proud of Justin Hill and Brielle Claire because you are delving into the history of our past and you're bringing light to the issues of importance. And while you might be stumbling through the vocabulary and trying to get it right, at least you're trying and you're making the effort and you make the ancestors proud. I want to say that to both of you, right? And I'll bring in our elder to see if he can, chime in on just that phrase. What do you think about the ancestors and them being proud of our two young student hosts, Mr. Harris?
Yeah, good morning. It is very important, actually, because your ancestors are really built into your genes, so you are a big part of who your ancestors were, and your job as a living person is to become a great ancestor for your kids. So the fact that this is what you're doing, and I don't know whether you've heard this kind of adage before, is that nobody really dies as long as you're thinking about them and talking about them. You know, every time you do, you bring them back to life. And with the things that you're doing now in these particular little shows that we do, you know, you're resurrecting the life force of the ancestors by doing that. And you should be very proud of that because the more we do that, the better we become.
Right, right. And so that being said, I don't want you guys, our student hosts, Brielle and Justin, I don't want you to look at this as a chore, but it should be a chore of the heart to enlighten others who might be your peers of your age so that you can let them know in the highways and byways of your life what's really going on in the world today. And that being said, I want to go into my introduction and say that music is like poetry and has a message. And history, like a diamond, shines clear to the truth. You see, words have meanings that we can comprehend, like definitions. And news can show us a chain of events that we may not always understand. Now I'm asking each and every one of you to pull back our musical curtain to see and hear the contributions of our diaspora. And you're sure to find our quest moment where we attempt to make waves, indeed, vibrations. So I want to thank you once again for joining us to hear a different perspective of our community. And with that being said, Quest Youth Radio presents student hosts Brielle Claire and Justin Hill as they review their featured segments of Diamonds and Definitions. So without any further ado, I want to turn it over to our student host, right, who's been with us the longest, and that would be the real deal, Justin Hill. Good morning, Justin.
Good morning, Mr. And this is like a diamond. Each prism represents the work of a group of people at a particular period of time. Look into the diamond and see the reflections of your past self, the pain of your mother, the choice of your father, and the blood of your ancestors. Look deeply and you are bound to find yourself. And my diamond segment is on Coretta Scott King. Coretta Scott King was an American author, activist, and civil rights leader who was married to Martin Luther King Jr. from 1953 until his assassination. As an advocate for African-American equality, she was a leader for the civil rights movement in the 1960s. King was also a singer who often incorporated music into her civil rights work. King played a prominent role in the years after her husband's assassination in 1968, when she took on the leadership of the struggle for racial equality herself and became active in the women's movement. Colossal King sung at the King Center and sought to make his birthday a national holiday. She became friends with many politicians before and after Martin's death, including John F. Kennedy. Her conversation with John F. Kennedy during the 1960 presidential election has been credited by historians for mobilizing African American voters. And that is it for my dime segment. But before I go off, I just wanted to say why I chose her. And I chose her because, again, she was a civil rights leader, and she spoke out about her husband's death. And she didn't give up without a fight. And that is it for my first segment of today. And again, I'm still host Justin Hill on WSOU.
All right. Thank you very much. We're going to chop that up a little bit later. But right now, I'm going to go into the Warrior song. And when we return, we're going to hear another diamond presented by none other than B. Brielle Claire.
So I say to you young folks, you got a big job. You have an important job. You haven't got much time. You young folks in America are going to have to write the history. A lot of people get uptight. Cause don't like your long hair, don't like the way you dress. And what you young folks have been doing, that noise, that sound, might be the last one.
Don't let them stop this true revolution. You have the power. So money is not power. Information is power. The day you was born, all the wisdom and knowledge that ever was and ever will be. He was born with.
This is a freedom song meant to go around the world. Critical time everywhere in the world. Wake up, cause we stand at war. Ask yourself, what are you living for? So you say you're a no-limit soldier, but you're living off the lies that they told you. About what and who you are. You ain't never been a thug, you was born a star. With all the ice and the platinum chain, body not to show. Money he give can't feed your soul. Don't you know you hold the world in your hands? So change the game, respect yourself, the world will follow.
Warrior, not a thug.
Feel the fire.
You are special. You are somebody.
Warrior,
no more lies.
In some troublesome times, the truth has been hidden, there's a war in our minds. The values they gave, we have internalized. Oppression so deep, we are desensitized. As we stand in the final hour, you can't afford to give away your power. Don't sleep off the lies they tell. They think you're gonna fall, but they don't know you well. Burdens don't tremble, you just stand your ground. Warriors have faith in where your strength is found. Yes, I realize the battle is hard. We gon' go to war with the armor of God. Fire burn down on hypocrisy and reverse the world, ready to be free. Dream a life beyond what you see and finally become what you were meant to be.
Young folks, hear me, it's a violation of God to let a system reduce God put in you. No more lies that can't stop the revolution. That can't stop the revolution. That can't stop the revolution. That's an extension of evolution that God creates. The revolution. You have the power. What do I mean? Pick up a gun? Stick one? No. We're talking about love. We're talking about true revolution coming out of God's evolution. It's about love. It's about being lovable. The best way to enjoy freedom is to see to it that everyone around the world is different. You can make a difference. Then you have fun and have fun quick, because recess is just about over.
I think that says a lot in that particular song. But speaking of saying a lot, I'd like to hand it back over to Brielle Claire, our next student host. Good morning, Brielle.
Good morning, Mr. Bay, and good morning, everybody. And for my first segment, I'm going to be doing Barbara Ann Sizemore. History is like a diamond. Each prism represents the work of people at a particular period of time. Look into the diamond and see the reflections of your past self, the pain of your mother, the choice of your father, and the blood of your ancestors. Look deeply and you are bound to find yourself. Barbara Ann Sizemore was born on December 17, 1927. She was raised in Indiana and went to a segregated elementary and middle school. She graduated high school at the age of 16. Later, she attended the Northwestern University, where she received a bachelor's degree in classical languages in 1947. She returned to school and received a PhD from the University of Chicago in 1979. And in school, she taught English and reading for both elementary and high school, from 1950 to 1963, then became a principal from 1963 to 1967. 2 years later, she was named district superintendent of Woodlawn Experimental Schools. From 1965 to 1971, she was a member of the adjunct faculty in Northeastern Illinois University. Sizemore wrote 3 books: The Ruptured Diamond, Walking in Circles, and lastly, The Black Struggle for School Reform. And as time went by, she sadly died at the age of 76 in 2004, July 24th. And I would like to add in why I chose her. And why I chose her was because she was able to become the first African-American woman in lead of public schools in a major city. So again, you are listening to Brielle on WSLU 89.5 for my segment on Barbara Ann Sizemore.
All right. Now we get to kind of chop this up. Starting with Coretta Scott King. First of all, I would like to steal a phrase from Justin, and showing her courage after the assassination of her husband to carry on the gauntlet to civil rights and to, you know, not just making her husband's birthday a national holiday, but still delivering the message of freedom, of hope to Black Americans and all Americans that wanted to hear the voice of freedom and courage. She continued to, you know, deliver that message. And so kudos go out to Coretta Scott King for being the strong woman that had to still raise her family in spite of all the adversity that her husband had to go through in his life and times here on this plane. And as we remember Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., we also remember Coretta Scott King, right? And that being said, let me bring in our elder spokesperson and panelist, Mr. Shelton Harris. Do you have any explicitives or comments that you would add to Coretta Scott King?
Yeah, well, first let me say that Justin did a good job. He brought up a lot of interesting things about her, you know, but she was down with the program. She wasn't just sitting on the side when Martin Luther King was out there doing stuff, because, you know, just one little thing is that when he got killed in Memphis, he was there for the sanitation people to get unionized so they can make more money and stuff. And he, like, the day after he was killed, she led the march for the sanitation workers in Memphis. You know, just the, you know, sometimes there's a little adage that people say, you know, bury the man, continue the plan. So she was definitely one of the people who did that. And she was, and just like Justin said, she gets kudos for that. And, you know, and she continued even to her death, speaking out about injustice, you know, through her husband's way of doing stuff through nonviolence. And she was a good sister all her life. She was a dedicated wife and all of the things that you want for a strong black woman. She was it. So, you know, good person to pick, Justin.
Okay. You know, that being said, Justin, I want to hand it back over to you, because I know you have a definition that kind of coincides, goes along with Coretta Scott King. So I want to hand it back to you, our student host, the real deal, Justin Hill. Take it away.
Thank you, Mr. Bay. It is now time for my definition segment. This segment provides the listener with words and their meanings so that we can achieve together a common basis to say we can and we believe in ourselves. Remember, whosoever controls our definitions controls us, define existence, and not have defined for us. And my definition segment is on the word civil rights leader. A leader of the apartheid movement dedicated to securing equal opportunity for members of minority groups. And I chose civil rights leader for my definition segment because Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and Coretta Scott King, they were civil rights leaders. After her husband's death, she carried on his legacy, and she didn't stop. She kept going, and she didn't end what they started. She kept going, and that's why I chose civil rights leader. And that is it for my segment on definitions.
All right. Thank you so much. And as we continue, I'm going to chop it up about Barbara Ann Sizemore, right? And then I'm going to bring in Mr. Harris for a comment, and then we're going to go to Brielle so she can give us her definition. But before that takes place, I want to say some things about Barbara Ann Sizemore. First of all, she is the reason that kind of sparked the energy light in my frequency for today. And so she has allowed me to vibrate loudly, because watching her videos, when she talks about the lies that have been told in America and in the public school system, particularly with the advent of telling the lie or perpetuating the lie of white supremacy, Barbara Ann Sizemore, in her latter days, did video, Brielle, video where she says, you know, how do you explain to people that Africans were here in America before Columbus had ever arrived? How do you explain that? How do you explain that the majority of the inventions that we benefit from to this day are inventions that have been made by Black African people? How do you keep that silent? How do you hide that from people? You continue to perpetuate the lie of white supremacy, white domination, right? And she says, as I paraphrase to the best of my ability, she says that, you know, this is not words passed down, Justin and Brielle. These are facts. It's written. It's written when Columbus came to America. He had Africans on his ship to give him directions. They discovered a civilization that was identical to Mali in Africa, right? And I'm stuttering because it's just like, when I think about the critical race theory and the fact that they want to continuously try to dominate the conversation as it pertains to a fallacy, a fantasy of white dominance and supremacy throughout the world, it makes me, you know, frustrated and upset. But Barbara Ann Sizemore, she was not afraid to speak out. And when she said that in that video, she also called out some organizations. She called out organizations like the NAACP and the Urban League. She called out Black church leaders. And she said, you know, they are not addressing the fact that the history in this country is a tall tale that continues to be told. Right. And they were not or are not doing anything to curtail or derail the lies that have been told. Right. So, Mr. Harris, I do have to have you come in and make a comment and say anything that you want to add about Barbara Ann Sizemore.
Yeah, I've heard of her. Prior to this, I've heard of the types of things that she was talking about, and we're talking about 40, 50 years ago, she was bringing up this type of stuff that, like you said, with the critical race theory, people are fighting back against the truth. And she was a advocate for that. And just like she pointed out different organizations and stuff that were really following Master's plan, you know, she was also a real advocate in trying to change the public school system wherever she was in charge. You know, she was in charge of the public school district in D.C. for a while. And she was very adamant in bringing up the fact that the true history is something that's told about real things. You know, there's no such thing as alternative history or alternative facts. Either it's true or it's not. And, you know, and even in our school systems today, this is one of the main things I have an issue with our school system is that we follow the program of the dominant society so much so that a lot of the things that we talk about on this program and a lot of other things that we hear outside of our community is it seems new, and it's like strange that these things aren't common knowledge, at least in our own community. Now, anybody else don't want to believe that, that's on them. But we need to be teaching these type of things to our youth so that when they become critical thinkers and leaders in the society, that they'll be able to push this kind of agenda forward. Because it's better to tell the truth and than to live a lie.
Okay. And on that note, before I bring in Brielle with her definition, I want to say about a lie, right? They say that the truth hurts, but the truth only hurts once. but you never, ever want to die a death of a lie, because the death of a lie is a death of a thousand cuts, because it never stops. And that's what we're living in. And that being said, Brielle Claire, I hand it back over to you as you present your segment of definitions.
Thank you, Mr. Bay. And like he said, I will be starting my next segment for today on definitions. This segment provides the listener with words and their meanings so that we can achieve together a common basis to say we care and believe in ourselves. Remember, whosoever controls our definitions controls us. We must define existence and not have it defined for us. Educate. Give intellectual, moral, and social instruction to someone, especially a child, typically at a school or university. And for an example, she was educated at a university and then became older to educate children. And the origin of this word is a Latin verb, educare, which means to educate. And again, you are listening to Brielle, and that is it for my segment of Educate.
We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. Though I join hands so often with students and others behind jail bars singing it, we shall overcome. Sometimes we've had tears in our eyes when we joined together to sing it, but we still decided to sing it. We shall overcome. No, before this victory is won, some will have to get thrown in jail some more, but we shall overcome. Don't worry about us. Before the victory is won, some of us will lose jobs, but we shall overcome. Before the victory is won, even some will have to face physical death. But if physical death is the price that some must pay to free their children from a permanent psychological death, then nothing shall be more redemptive. We shall overcome. Before the victory is won, some will be misunderstood and called bad names and dismissed as rabble-rousers and agitators, but we shall overcome. And I'll tell you why. We shall overcome because the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice. We shall overcome because Carlyle is right. No lie can live forever. We shall overcome because William Cullen Bryant is right. Truth crushed to earth will rise again. We shall overcome because James Russell Lowell is right. Truth forever on the scaffold, wrong forever on the throne. Yet that scaffold sways the future. Behind the dim unknown standeth God within the shadows, keeping watch above his own. We shall overcome because the Bible is right. You shall reap what you sow. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. And with this faith, we will go out and adjourn the councils of despair and bring new light into the dark chambers of pessimism. And we will be able to rise from the fatigue of despair to the buoyancy of hope. And this will be a great America. We will be the participants in making it so. And so as I leave you this evening, I say, walk together, children. Don't you get weary. There's a great camp meeting in the corner.
Young, gifted, and black. To be young, gifted, and black. Young, gifted, and black. To be young, gifted, and black.
To be young, gifted, and black, and own it. It's more than a moment. It's like the sun rose to condone it. Before we was trapping, we was trapped in. Sun and the whips kissing our black skin. Strange fruit hanging, smell the jasmine. Ride the Coltrane, listen to jazz then. Back then. We came with names like James, Fatima, Nina, King, Dreamer, Redeemer of the people. Songs for the Hebrew, original, spiritual content. You can smell it when it's God sent. We keep it moving every day, we the target. The young, gifted, and black on the market. Cause of that we pay with our lives. Or either catching charges, but yo, the goddess isn't God then. Young, gifted, and black.
Young, gifted, and black. To be young, gifted, and black.
goddamn Ferguson, goddamn Staten Island, goddamn Baltimore, goddamn America, damn. I tell you who I am, but you don't understand. Cross the waters I swam, son and daughters of the land. Yeah, we the black sheep, but you slaughtering the lamb. You try to silence with your sirens, sounds of violence, do nothing but divide us. Evolution of revolution, retribution to do us. The old ways of the U.S., it ain't the new us. Tell them we the stars, they can't shoot us. From prisons to wars, you can no longer recruit us. Salvation is due us, even before we change. God knew us. God knew us. God know us.
Gifted in Black, the sounds by Common, and none other than the immortal, the voice that will live forever, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And now we hear the voice of our student host, the real deal, ladies and gentlemen, once again, for his next segment of Diamond, Justin.
Thank you, Mr. Bay. This is Like a Diamond. Each prism represents the work of a group of people at a particular period of time. Look into your diamond and see the reflections of your past self, the pain of your mother, the choice of your father, and the blood of your ancestors. Look deeply and you are bound to find yourself. My diamond segment is on Claudette Colvin. Claudette Colvin was a 15-year-old high school student who refused to move to the back of the bus and give up her seat to a white person. Most people know about Parks and the Montgomery bus boycott that began in 1955, but few know that there were a number of women who refused to give up their seats on the same bus system. Most of the women were quietly fined, and no one heard much more. Colvin was ordered to move from her seat and refused, stating that she had a right to sit there, and she paid her fare. When she refused, police arrested her. Colvin stated that on the day of her refusal to move and to move. She and her classmates were discussing injustices and black leaders. The reason why I chose Claudette Colvin was because she was the first and a young person to refuse to give up his seat on a bus. That is it for my segment of Dunnings, and I am student host Justin Hill on WSOU.
All right. Now we're going to chop that up, right? And I can hear the murmur in the background, okay, maybe just in my head, right? But right now we want to celebrate a queen. That's Queen Latifah, right? And she just celebrated a birthday. And so that being said, UNITY.
UNITY, that's a unity. another flow. Every time I hear a brother call a girl a f***er, trying to make a sister feel low, you know all of that got to go. Now everybody knows there's exceptions to this rule. I don't be getting mad when we playing, it's cool. But don't you be calling me out my name. I bring rap to those who disrespect me like a dame. That's why I'm talking. One day I was walking down the block, I had my cut off shorts on, right? Cause it was crazy hot. I walked past these dudes when they passed me. One of them felt my booty, he was nasty. I turned around red, somebody was catching the rat. Then the little one said,
yeah, me.
And laughed. Since he was with his boys, he tried to break fly. I punched him dead in his eyes.
Do you call him?
When I see you, it take it out on me, but that's about enough. You put your hands on me again, I put your ass in handcuffs. I guess I felt so deep in love, I grew dependency. I was too blind to see just how it was affecting me. All that I knew is you was all the man I had. And I was scared to let you go, even though you treated me bad. But I don't wanna see my kids see me getting beat down by daddy smacking mommy all around. You say I'm nothing without you, but I'm nothing with you. A man don't really love you if he hits you.
Yeah.
This is my notice of the duel, I'm not taking it no more, I'm not your personal. That's not what I'm here for. Ain't nothing good don't come to you till you do right by me. Brother, you wait.
Who you calling me?
When I see you.
By Queen Latifah. Happy birthday. Shout out goes out to her. But she reminds me of the fact that we should never be calling our women out of their names. We should never be using derogatory explicitives to describe our queens, our princesses, or our princes and our kings. You know, somewhere along the line, I read something that said if you can convince a people to call themselves out of their name and be comfortable with it, you can almost convince them to annihilate themselves. And so that being said, I want to say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud. Be proud of who you are and be proud of what we have. And we've gone through some incredible experiences, and we're still resilient enough to be here to talk to you today. And that being said, I want to bring in our next student host, Brielle Claire, for her segment of Diamonds.
Thank you, Mr. Bay. And like he said, I am here with my next segment for today on Diamonds. History is like a diamond. Each prism represents the work of people at a particular period of time. Look into the diamond and see the reflections of your past self, the pain of your mother, the choice of your father, and the blood of your ancestors. Look deeply and you are bound to find yourself. Valerie Thomas was born in Baltimore, Maryland. As she got older, she was interested in math, science, and physics, although most girls her age didn't find it too concerning, mostly because she was in a segregated school with less opportunities in classes than white students. Besides that fact, she was very successful and attended the Oregon State University, which was a black college. Then, she graduated with a bachelor's degree in physics in 1964. She began working as a data analyst at NASA. In the 70s, she helped develop the image processing system for NASA. Ms. Thomas was a leader of large area crop inventory. This was a program to develop ways to monitor wheat yields around the world. In 1976, she became interested by a 3D illusion after viewing a demonstration in which a light bulb seemed to stay lit even after being removed from the lamp. Ms. Thomas began experimenting later to invent the illusion transmitter in 1980. With the process of her work, she was able to invent the optical illusion of a 3D image. NASA used it for their applications. She then continued to work for NASA. She earned a master's degree in engineering administration from George Washington University. In 1986, she became a project manager of the agency Space Physics Analysis Network. Before retiring from NASA, she held the position of Associate Chief of the Space Science Data Operations Office. In 2004, she received an educational leadership from University of Delaware. Throughout her life, she encouraged young African-American girls to pursue a science education. Still today, she is an active in STEM organizations such as Women's Engineering and Science. And why I chose her was because she was an African-American scientist and inventor while working at NASA and invented a way to transmit a three-dimensional image, which I found very interesting. And again, you are listening to Brielle, and that is it for my segment on Valerie Thomas.
Okay. Thank you very much for that in-depth report and review on Valerie Thomas. And right now, I want to bring in Mr. Harris to kick it off, the conversation that is, with a comment. As it pertains to Claudette Colvin first, and then Valerie Thomas. Okay, Mr. Harris, are you on mute?
Hold on. Thank you. Yes, Claudette Colvin was very, instrumental in being a person who was brave enough to stand up. But for some reason, because of her situation in life, you know, she had she wasn't made the face of the discrimination on the bus movement in Birmingham, you know, and it's sad that it took a long time for people to even find out who she was, because everything went straight to Rosa Parks. You know, but that's fine. You know, she learned that there were different things that had to be done, and she's actually still very active in getting her story and other stories around, you know, to let people know that the struggle continues. And because at the time she was only a teenager, you know, like we were told. But it's important that we know that even at a young age, you can still do things that can change the whole world. So don't be scared just because other people told you that's not your place or stay in your place. You know, a child needs to be in a child's place. The truth has no place. And, you know, as long as you're standing up for truth and justice, you know, that's where you should be at the time. So that's how I feel about Claudette Colvin. And she's like I said, she's still out here. She's still doing stuff. It's important that we understand that this is a lifetime struggle. This is not something that we just get to do in the moment. And sometimes you're not going to get recognition for what you do, but you need to continue to do it anyway. And she was one who definitely did that. And who else are we talking about? Oh, yeah, the sister, you know. And I see, and when it comes to technology and innovation and science and stuff like that, a lot of times females have not been pushed into those areas. You know, people have this thing where a woman's place is at home and you need to be nurturing the family. But there's a lot of very important things that have been generated through women, especially black women, you know, who always was able to take charge in a situation where it was important to them. And, you know, and usually they were very good at it. Because just like, you know, people say, you know, a successful man isn't always has a strong black woman behind him, you know, and it's the same thing that how do these women become strong in the first place, you know, because they've always done stuff. They just haven't gotten the recognition for it. And a lot of things that she did are still being done today. You know, people wear those crazy blue and red glasses every time they want to see a 3D movie. And that's her technology, you know, and, those little, this is maybe before our host time, but they had those little stereotaxic type things that you just stick a little plug in there, and it would make two images look like they were 3D. That was the kind of technology she was working on. And it's very important that we understand that women can be and are just as good at anything that a man can be if they put their mind to it. And she definitely did that. So kudos to her also.
All right. Now, of course, I have comments. But before I make any comments, I want to make sure that our student hosts get all the information out into the world. And that being said, I want to come back. Brielle, you have a definition that corresponds with Valerie Thomas. So take it away.
Thank you, Mr. Bay. And like he said, I will be doing my last segment for today on definitions. This segment provides the listener with words and their meanings so that we can achieve together a common basis to say we care and believe in ourselves. Remember, whosoever controls our definitions controls us. They must define existence and not have it defined for us. Invention, the action of inventing something, typically a process or device. And for an example, her invention was a 3D image, also known as three-dimensional image. And the etymology of this word comes from the Middle English invention. And that is it for my definition for today, and I thank you guys for listening.
All right. Thank you very much. I want to come back to our student host, Justin Hill. Justin Hill, you have a definition that relates to Claudette Colvin. Would you please share it with us?
Okay. It is now time for our last segment of the day, which is on definitions. This segment provides the listener with words and the meanings that we can achieve together a common basis to say we care and we believe in ourselves. Remember, whosoever controls our definitions controls us. We must define existence and I have defined for us. And my definition statement is on the word pioneer. A pioneer is someone who sees potential, an innovator who is willing to try new things. There's also a person who is among those who first enter or settle a region, thus opening it for development by others. And that is it for my last segment of today, which is on pioneer.
All right. Now, we have about 4 minutes to kind of chop everything up, what's left over, right? And I need to say to Brielle, Brielle, when you look at Valerie Thomas and you read all of the excellent things that she did with using science and technology, I'm reminded there's no mention of what she had to deal with and overcome in the face of racism and prejudice. She didn't let that stop her. In spite of, you know, I just need to say this. You know, Barbara Ann Sizemore talked about there was a study done at Northwestern University. Please listen clearly, right? Please actively listen right now. What they did in Northwestern University was they did a study where they sent out names for jobs. So they sent out Jamal Washington. They sent out the name Marie Johnson. And what they found was those names, because of their names, they were discriminated against with jobs and employment just because of their names. Barbara Ann Sizemore, being the outspoken woman that she was, right, and my heart goes out to her, said bluntly and frankly that white people don't want us. They don't like us. And there is no need of pretending, which goes back to, you know, her argument about, you know, where are the organizations standing up and speaking out? And at the time of that particular speech, she said it was 50 years at that point that, you know, we had the civil rights movement and people speaking out. And she said, where are our leaders today? Who is speaking out in behalf of black people today, right? And is that message ringing loud and clear? Are our children, our young people aware of the lies that have been told of white supremacy being dominant in America or in the world today? And that being said, I want to ask our student host, do they have any words to contribute to unity as a people and continuing the struggle? Brielle, do you have any words as it pertains to telling the truth about our history?
No.
Okay. Justin, do you have any words as it pertains to telling the truth and sharing our history?
I can't think of any.
Okay. All right. Mr. Harris, do you have any words as it pertains to our history and telling our story? Unmute yourself, Mr. Harris.
Okay. I think it's very important that we understand that the truth, even if it's not coming from others, needs to be within yourself. You need to find out. Just because we can't keep using the excuse that nobody taught me this. You know, you need to go out and do the research on your own. And if you have any doubts about anything, check it out. Because doubt is what stops people from doing things. And we need to look closer at ourselves to be able to understand that there are things that we do that are more important than the things that other people want us to do. And so that's my short answer.
No, and that's fine. I want to ask Justin to close us out, and I want to thank you, our student host and our panelist and elder, Mr. Shelton Harris, and close us out, the real deal, Justin Hill. Do your thing, brother.
I want to thank everyone for joining us. Make sure you tune in to our next show next Saturday from 7 to 8 a.m. on 89.5 FM on the campus of Seton Hall in South Orange. Quest Week Radio is the best.
Everybody, the best radio. And now I'm going to leave the sounds of Stevie Wonder, the man who made Martin Luther King's birthday, and he was instrumental in making that happen. Stevie Wonder, everybody. Thank you.
Away.